Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And how's it going, Albert?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Everything's going well for us, Tico. How's the ladies' softball game going against the Brewers' wives?
Oh, well, that's why it got me a little bit, ran a little late. I just got back, and, they had fun. They lost, but it was fun to be a part of.
I heard your wife was the cleanup hitter.
She hit third. She hit third today.
Oh, third today. Okay.
Yeah.
Bad information. How'd she do?
She went 1-for-2. Yeah, she got a knock, and that's all I really wanted.
Okay. So are there scouting reports? Like, do you give her tips? How does this work?
It's tough, man. It is. But I just told her to have fun, and obviously she's probably wanted her to be safe. So that was the only thing I really wanted her to do.
At least one Brewers team is able to beat a Cubs team.
No.
Not going to comment on that.
Yeah, well, you got to comment on it because we've been talking about it, and it's difficult to determine. You can't tell watching games or even when you're playing in them sometimes what's in somebody's head. But many people are wondering, Albert, if you guys, in fact, are in the Milwaukee Brewers' heads.
We're really two good teams. And that game yesterday was a lot of fun, so... I mean, that's all you can really ask for. They're ready to come out tonight again and play us, so that's all. We just got to take care of business tonight as well.
What was the atmosphere there like?
Honestly, the first couple innings were really electric. You know, there was a lot more Brewers fans that I've been a part of, that I've seen at that stadium. Usually in 16 and 17, it was more of Cubs fans, but that first inning when they're, I think we grounded it to a double play. That was that same time was really kind of blew up and really electric. So I was like, all right, it's going to be fun.
We have said on the show, like, by definition, they are the biggest games that you guys have played yet this year, but they're not that big because we're not even to the halfway point of the season. Obligatory question here. How do you guys look at these games in terms of importance?
We're not. Really pressing. We don't really care. Obviously, we want to win, and we want to. That's our mindset is all the time. But it's not like a do or die game. You know, it's still early in regards to we're gonna play them a bunch more times, and you never know. Maybe at the end of the year, the games will have. If we win, we clinch, or vice versa, whatever. So. It's a fun team to play against, man. It really is.
Well, in your experience as a major leaguer, Albert, when do you start looking at the standings and start to realize, time to get this thing cranked up?
Yeah, I think September is when you really can start seeing how far back or how many games you're in the lead or what's your magic number, that kind of thing. But before that, I think it's really irrelevant.
We're talking to Albert Almora here on The Score. So we just played something from Steve Phillips, old baseball executive, where he said back in the day when he was running the Mets that it absolutely was a thing that they felt like the Braves just had their number. And it was always going to be something, whether it was a wild pitch or an error, like something was going to lead to the Mets losing to the Braves. And you guys are 8-1 against the Brewers. In your experience, is that a thing that can happen where you just feel like when you step onto the field against a certain opponent, like you know that you have that team's number?
No, you know what? I didn't know that we were doing so well against the Brewers until someone mentioned it last night, in front of the media. So it's just one of those, they're one of those teams that I feel like we're always in the game with them, and they're always battling. We scored one to tie us, and then they came right back to the bottom of the half, and then they went up. So I think we're just, we're playing really good baseball against them, and not at all. Do you think that we're gonna get a dub just because you're playing Milwaukee today? No, it's not like that at all.
One of the many things that's been fun about just watching you and your teammates this year, Albert. It seems like there are new heroes every time out, and it's not the same old crew who's getting the job done. And whatever Jason Hayward is eating, I hope he continues to eat it because this is the best he's looked since he joined the club.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch, man. I'm super excited and happy for him, and he's been a huge part of our ball club, and not just now when he's doing well, but always, you know, as being one of our leaders. But it's exciting, man. We're all starting to really click, and it's good. We're doing it in June instead of at late in October, so it's exciting.
I think it surprises some people, and obviously everyone knows about the rain delay speech, but I think it surprises some people that you guys can all talk about Jason Hayward as a leader when he has struggled a lot offensively, but that doesn't necessarily factor into the leadership stuff, does it?
No, not at all. And plus, the way he conducts himself when he has been struggling is super pro, you know what I mean? And that's anybody could be happy and be a leader when they're doing well. You know, it's when you're struggling, and when you're really grinding, and you're still one of the leaders. That's when you really look up to somebody.
Joe Maddon was talking with our midday guys, Bernstein and McKnight, today about his message when you're facing tougher pitchers, such as Hayter last night, and maybe being a little bit more aggressive on the bases. I'm assuming that's something that settles well with you and most of your teammates who like to run a little bit?
You know, facing guys like that, man, you just try to find a way to score. So, I mean, yeah, if Skip says something like that, it does mean a lot, man. You got to sneak runs in when you're facing bullpen guys as good as Hayter. And it was super exciting to see. You know, when I hit that fly ball, I didn't think Ben was going to tag there, and you know, it ended up working out for us. So it was just playing to play small ball, man. Can't do too much against those guys.
Yeah, because I struggle with the calculus on that one. The throw beat him by like 6 or 7 feet. If the second baseman catches it, he's clearly out. But I understand that you're not going to get a lot of base runners against him. So how do you weigh something like that?
I don't know. It's just instinctual, I guess, and you've got to take a gamble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you're facing a dominant pitcher like that, so the chances of us scoring are slim, so might as well just try to get the next pitch.
What is it like standing in the box against a guy like that?
I mean, I played with Hayter on Team USA a couple of years back, and it was awesome to see and awesome to be a part of, so... It's special facing guys like that, man. You want to face the best, and he's definitely proven himself this year that he is one of those top guys. So, you know, every time, I don't know if you guys know, every time I get the box, we give each other a little nod, and like, hey, man, you know, good to see you, good luck, and let's go get each other. So, that's it.
Paying a little respect there.
Who are the top two or three guys who you really have to buckle up for when you step in, Albert?
Oh, I mean.
Is he among them?
Oh, I don't think I've faced him enough to say that. I've only faced him maybe 3 at bats, but I think obviously you face the Pirates closer, Vasquez now, and you know he's a guy you have to pay to your respect to. You know, you try not to do too much, but man, nowadays every bullpen guy is so dominant in their own way. So it's tough to pinpoint one guy.
Last thing from me, Albert, and we appreciate your time from Milwaukee. Who's the fastest guy on the Cubs? If you guys all lined up for a race, who wins?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Because I've posited that it might be Ian Happ.
Maybe Happy. You go with Happy Javi. I don't know. We could probably do that, settle that.
Well, please do. I'd like to know if I'm right, and I'm kind of surprised. You guys are all competitive. You know, I'm sure you golf together. You know, just get out there, run a 100-yard dash.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. I'll talk to him.
All right, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week,
Albert. Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Albert Almora with us on McNeil and Parkins.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.